Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Bulger. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting third. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Don Zimmer. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer misplays the ball. That's an error on Zimmer. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilliam for the out. One out. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Larker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Snider strikes out. Two outs. Carl Furillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Furillo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Larker moves to second. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Thompson hits a pop-up towards first. Larker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bulger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops it up and throws to first, with Koufax covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Long hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Zimmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cimoli strikes out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Klipstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Larker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larker takes first base on ball 4. Gilliam moves to second. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it and throws to second for the out. Gilliam moves to third. 1 out. Carl Furillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Furillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Neal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer misplays the ball. That's an error on Zimmer. Bobby Thompson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Roseboro is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseboro takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zimmer strikes out. 1 out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Roseboro. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Roseboro steals second. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal is walked intentionally. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klipstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long strikes out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Drabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Drabowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Larker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabowski covering, for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-for-2 in the game. Snider hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls bunts towards the mound. Clip Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to third. Dark moves to second. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks is walked intentionally. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin pinch hits for Jim Bulger. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Walt Morin now playing left field. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Rosboro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rosboro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosboro takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zimmer strikes out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-2 in the game. Cimoli hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Rosboro moves to third. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pee Wee Reese now playing shortstop. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neiman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Long moves to second. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Drabowski bunts towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. Long moves to third. Neiman moves to second. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ferrillo. Dark reaches second base with a double. Long scores. Neiman scores. Taylor moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Taylor scores. Dark moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a pop-up towards third. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ferrillo, who is chasing the ball. Morin reaches third base with a triple. Dark scores. Banks scores. Thompson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vallow strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 3 in the game. Snider hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Williams now pitching. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Drabowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Drabowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Ferrillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ferrillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ferrillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rosboro is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Rosboro hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Walls is 0-for-3 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walls moves to third. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walls scores. Morin moves to third. It's 7-0, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neiman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Neiman hits a fly ball into left field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Simulai is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simulai hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Bilko pinch hits for Stan Williams. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bilko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simulai moves to second. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Simulai moves to third. Bilko moves to second. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Larker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larker hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simulai tags and scores. Bilko tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 7-1, Cubs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-4 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 1. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.